Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello. The 2-week hiatus is over. Everybody's feeling good. Everybody's feeling healthy. We're back here on the air now with our little kiddo in bed. Shelby, how are you doing today?
I'm tired. I had open for work today, so I'm a little tired, but I'm going to make it through. That's for sure. How are you?
Oh, you poor baby. No, I'm golden right now. You know, life is good. You know, I got to meet my new boss today.
Good.
Super nice guy. I was kind of worried about, you know, apparently this dude hates swearing, and I had to like go like the entire day around this dude without swearing. And anybody who knows me knows that I do not sort of have that filter, so to speak. I'm one of those people who's very professional around my customers, but I can let it loose a little bit in front of my coworkers. But Shelby, want to start off the show talking about just our married life. Do you remember what your goals were for 2025?
I think it was to start getting healthy, focusing on myself more. And I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Don't make me go through the episodes. One of those things were not being on your phone so much, yeah. Right? Okay. How's it going for you?
Going good. The couple of them I'm still working on. I mean, it's going to take a little while.
Come on, get into what you're still working on.
Less time on my phone, working on myself. Like, I've been reading a little bit more. It's harder because I just started work again, so it's been a little hectic the last couple of weeks.
Shelby, you don't read. You audio book. You listen.
But here's the thing.
Because you can't read?
Shush. But no, it's more, I like to read with the audio book. I've been that way forever. You can even ask my mom and dad. I kind of like picturing and listening to how the characters would sound with my books. So I've been doing it for a long time. So
that's some crazy stuff right there. I'm a hillbilly. My name is Mater, like Tomato. I'm sorry. All right, so not to like brag or anything here, one of my goals was that I wanted to give up nicotine. I'm happy to report that I did that on January 5th of 2025. And I had this is my fault completely, was that I didn't know that cigars had nicotine in them. And I, you know, was outside one day. I walked outside and just lit up a stogie, which, you know, really that's the only nicotine that I've had.
Yeah.
I'm not even really going to count that just because you don't inhale.
No.
Cigars.
No, you've been doing a lot better. You've switched to vapes that like are only what? Like they have no nicotine in them. He's literally looking at one right now.
Surprisingly, you're still alive. I'm just kidding.
Surprisingly. No, it's a hard adjustment with switching from something you've done for so many years, and you're working on it day by day with it. And there are days where you're frustrated or you're short fused because of your no nicotine. Like you have your short fuse moments.
But I mean, to be honest with you though, I haven't really felt the need for it.
No, you've been doing a lot better since you stopped it completely. Like you went cold turkey with like no nicotine right away. And you've been doing really good. I'm really proud of you for that.
Now it's just trying to get over the action of this, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's the only real thing that I need to start working on now. And I'm still, you know, it's still a work in progress. I'm not, you know, going to give up this right away. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm easing myself out of it. I've had this for a little over a week and I am still about halfway on juice in here,
which is good.
You know, the other goal that I had was that I wanted to, oh shit, I don't even know.
remember.
I mean, I wanted to spend more time with you guys.
And, yeah.
I mean, I took a couple vacation days off of work,
which was nice. It was all weekend, so we kind of had those 2 days together, and like Fridays were nice. You were working not too late.
You're making me want to quit my job, though.
Oh, stop.
So, you know, the fact that the S&J podcast is sponsored by no one, you know, maybe we can get a sponsorship and get, you know, $100,000, and then you and I could just take 50 grand of that, split it.
Oh my gosh.
And then, you know, when you and I, you don't have to work anymore. So if you're a company and you're interested in this, paying us $100,000 an episode, just to start, you know, whatever.
Okay, I'm going to go that high though.
Why not? They're getting in on the ground floor, Shelby. Yeah. It's perfect. And then when we get really good at this stuff, then we could start making millions. Oh, all right. Gosh. All right. So we've talked about goals. What's holding you back so far in your goals?
The energy. The first few weeks of this new job, it's been learning a lot. It's been crazy busy, but it's been rewarding to not be so stressed out and not overworked and definitely paid more.
But I think in essence too, the biggest thing for you is you're no longer in that toxic work environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and not that I'm like trying to give people the advice of don't be a company man, don't do this or that. But like companies legitimately don't care about their employees anymore.
No.
And I'll say this much. So your new place that you're working at, you don't say the name of it.
No, I'm not.
Because we don't want to get canceled.
No.
You know, somebody's going to hate this podcast and like try to dox us.
Yeah.
You know, it goes along without saying though, like your management team is a lot better. It seems like where you are. Mm-hmm. And that's where too, like, you know, I've already can notice a difference between my new boss and then, you know, not that I'm trying to throw shade at my old boss. My old boss was really nice. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but like all bosses, they have their shortcomings. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to start naming people and by
definitely
names.
Definitely, you know. Like the coworkers, they're like, I will give props to the girls that I work with. Like there was one today, my coworker that I was working with today, definitely made my day where she was like, I see, like, you are awesome. She's like, you are so hardworking, and she's like, you are doing so much. She's like, I'm just glad that you're here. She's like, and it was funny because she's like, you're not crazy. She's like, you're very down to earth, very like.
To be fair, they gotta see you 10 hours a day.
Whoa.
They don't, 40 hours a week, Shelby. They don't see you the rest of the hours of the week.
No.
And not have to deal with the craziness that I have to deal with.
Well, that's what you get for marrying me. So, I mean.
Are you trying to say I made a mistake?
Oh.
Are you sure?
No.
I can have some papers made up right now.
Oh, goodness,
no. I'm just kidding. I would never do that. No. Our child needs both of us.
Exactly. No.
All right, so I got a couple stories for you about work. All right.
Oh boy. Were these the ones you were telling me earlier?
Yeah, so not only, all right, so I, without giving away what it is I do, because again, I don't want to get canceled or doxed or anything like that from someone who may not like what we have to say on this program here. But I may have made a lady fall in love with a hunk of metal.
Oh my lord.
And in return, said lady loved me so much. The next day, she brought us
lube.
She brought me a Lou Malnati's pizza.
It was so good.
And I laughed because this lady, she goes, what kind of pizza do you like? And I was like, I had cheese and sausage, you know, like, why? She's like, oh, I'm gonna bring you a Lou Malnati's pizza tomorrow. What time are you here till tomorrow? I was like, oh, you don't have to do that. Shelby, I swear to you, this lady looked at me and goes, don't tell me what to do. I have never laughed so hard in my life. And this lady was a sweetheart. She came in with her two kids. They were older. They were like our age.
Yeah.
You know, but the one kid has a, or one, I keep calling him a kid. One guy has on an Alex Pineda UFC t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
So he and I were sort of like, you know, going back and forth with UFC stuff and, you know, just really down-to-earth people that I've had lately. Today was a little weird.
Okay, I don't know this story where you're gonna go. I'm still registering what happened because
no, no, no,
phone in the car.
No, 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 not this, not her. No, this was really funny though. So I had a customer who, you know, came in looking for a hunk of metal, and.
Oh, is it this? Is what I'm thinking that you were telling me. That
yeah, okay, it was. Okay. Let me tell the story, damn it. All right, so she goes, yeah, I'm in between work meetings. I don't have a lot of time. But she's looking to trade in her Jeep Wagoneer. It's a gorgeous-looking car. She's just like, we don't have a use for it anymore. We sold our camper. But I go, oh. I go, what do you do for a living? She goes, and I'm wearing my... Now, for those of you who don't know me or what I look like, I'm bald.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm wearing my cap with my company logo on it. And this lady goes, oh, I'm a hairstylist. You should come and see me sometime. And I took off my hat and I go, I am sincerely flattered that you're inviting me to come see you as a hairstylist. But I'm bald. I'm not exactly what we would call your target audience here. So I got nothing but laughs about that. And then there was another weird one. So I was buying.
This is so weird.
I was buying in this dude's car today. It was a Jeep Wrangler.
Oh my God.
But he was like talking about, oh, how he was in Vegas, like at the Sphere, seeing some Grateful Dead concert series, the Dead series or whatever. Now, mind you, I'm already thinking that this dude is on drugs. Okay. Never mind the containers of alcohol that I found in his car when I was cleaning it out or helping him clean it out. Like, under the seat, I'm like, yeah, this is not going to look good. But, yeah, it was really strange because.
Very strange story that you told me.
But, because he's like, well. You know, if people need stuff, I wish they would just ask instead of breaking into my car and taking it. I'm like, hold up. Like, wait a second. Wait a minute.
This car has been broken into?
Like, why would people not just go get stuff themselves? I don't understand that. I
don't understand.
Like, I understand that you're trying to be, like, a good human being and, like, give people what they need. But, like, what he was talking about was, like, not... Like, what normal people could go get that by themselves?
I don't know how to answer that.
And, like, so, like, I'm not trying to be super judgmental here. Because, again, I don't know people's situations. You know the goalie from the Mighty Ducks movies? The one who plays Goldberg. And how, when he was all methed out, and his cheeks were really skinny, that's what this dude looked like. And I kind of felt bad, like, even thinking that. But it was just, like, oddly strange.
That is very strange. That, to me, just sounds like he was cracked out of his mind.
But so, it was so funny, because, like, usually one of the questions we ask for is, like, what brings you in the market? Like, to want to sell your vehicle? And I'm totally giving away where I work right now without even...
Don't, no.
I'm not. I don't want to go there. But this dude goes, oh, I'm buying another Jeep. Like, okay, like, that's cool. But in, like, the process of us going through everything, not to mention, like, I had to go take his car behind a gate.
Oh, Lord.
I come back, and this dude is asleep at my desk.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're asleep at my desk right now. Yeah, I'm just like, you know. So, said person, like, if you are struggling with drugs, like, I really do hope that you get the help that you need. If that is something that you're looking towards, because brother, I would hate to see you in the newspaper or see you on the news that, you know, you were whacked out of your mind and either hurt someone else or hurt yourself ultimately. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then, you know, telling my new boss this and he's like, well, everything's good, right? I was like, I don't know what you mean by that.
What you mean? But
he goes,
maybe deal with a crazy person.
He goes, oh, I mean, like, Is the paperwork all signed and everything buttoned up? I was like, oh yeah, dude, everything's good. You know, but we were laughing because like usually I do that process extremely quick and I'm usually very efficient. And I have not have had to help this dude take everything out of his truck.
It was like 45 minutes trying to get everything.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, because this dude's truck.
I want to know, what does he do?
I didn't ask.
Is it construction?
I don't know. I think we might have a Walter White on our hands.
No.
You know, it's just super strange. And like, again, I don't want to be thinking the worst in people. Like, you know, this dude maybe is a recovering something and, you know, really has his life together. You know, what do I know? If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Exactly.
You know, enough about us,
though. Enough about us, please. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot.
Yeah. Let's talk about Jimmy.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So, we got our little hockey player.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness is right. He, you know, every day I come home from work and this kid's like, hockey, hockey, hockey.
I think the second we walk through the door, it's Blackhawks, Blackhawks, Blackhawks. I go, if I hear Blackhawks one more time. Like ready to lose it.
You know, but like we have his little net over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll sit down, I'll play with him. He'll shoot the puck in the net and he'll just yell, yay.
Mm-hmm. Well, last night when we were watching, was it the Blackhawks? Yeah, it was Blackhawks. This kid was standing in front of the TV. I don't know if everyone has me on Facebook, but this little guy was standing in front of the television when Jim Cornelison was singing the national anthem, and he's standing there moving a little bit like hockey players do on their skates, hitting his stick a little bit, but he was just in awe, and it was like the cutest thing as a mom, seeing him fall in love with like the sport that we love. It just
that I love. Crazy.
What?
You barely.
I love it. Don't go there.
No, you're a fair weather fan. It's okay.
No. No.
No, you literally, you're like, oh, great, the Blackhawks are on.
Well, I'm sick of watching them lose.
That's called rebuilding, and we're going to get to that later, so don't divulge too much information there. We do have a little guy who's learning some new colorful language.
Oh.
I don't know about you. I'm finding this a little bit hard to adjust to.
Yeah.
You know, for example, you know, he's with Grandma and Grandpa. Uh-huh. Mimi and Opa, you know.
Mimi and Opa.
And I went to go pick him up, and because I had been sick.
Oh, yeah.
I had been sick. Shelby.
James has been down like, what, 2 weeks almost?
It's been about a week and a half.
Yeah, you were down and out for a little while. That's why it's been a couple weeks. We've been trying to go through. James had it, then Jimmy had it, and then I started to feel like crap a little bit, but been staying on top of my Dayquil and NyQuil and immune system. Thank you, Mom. But definitely it's a lot when he's starting to mimic things. We did have the incident of the lovely F-bomb being dropped at my mom's house. And my lovely husband will tell you the other one he decided to drop the other day.
So, for those of you who don't know me, I like to watch hockey. I like to make fun of people when I watch hockey. And we were watching a hockey game, and somebody had missed a pass. It was really easy. And I decided to say, nice play, jackass. And here comes Jimmy, like a core memory in the movie, yes. Inside Out. Jackass?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, no. The whole, we're going to start listening and mimicking Mommy and Daddy is starting now.
Working on the not cursing in front of him part, we're just very, we've been working on it. We're just, it's a lot. Like, we're not used to him mimicking words and trying to form new words. He's been doing really good, like, where he is talking, and if he says, like, what was it the other day, he was going mama, dada, opa, I mean, like, he says everyone, like,
yeah,
he'll go through. We're working on Brittany, Auntie Brittany, and Uncle Jack. He could say Jack, Jack, and Aubrey, Brittany, we just added in my aunt and uncle and then my cousins. So he's starting to say everyone's name, which is, and then when we say Penny, he goes, Kitty, Kitty. Mind you, this is my mother-in-law's cat. She is a floofball. That's what I call her. She's a floofball. But she is adorable. He is obsessed with her and Rowan, my parents' giant 125-pound fat potato. Mind you, she's a, what was she? Mastiff, Boxer, Rot, and Pitbull mix?
Shelby, this is your dog. I don't know.
Yeah. He calls her Ro-Ro, which is Rowan. So, and just hearing him talk more and, like, his new favorite word is, no.
Oh, it's not no, it's why.
Why? Oh, yeah, why, so too. So
we've reached the why
phase. We've reached the why phase of knowing why.
Part of what I find so funny about our child is, and I don't see it. I don't really understand this. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just me because I'm not home enough. Mm-hmm. Him thinking that Riley from the movie Inside Out is Aubrey.
So we're trying to, what was it? We're at my mom and, no, we're at Bubba's house.
Well, you guys were. I wasn't.
Yeah, we were at Bubba's house. My grandma. She's like, well, no, he goes, Aubrey? Aubrey? And we're trying to figure out who Aubrey is. Aubrey is Riley from Inside Out 2. Mind you, she looks nothing like Aubrey. It's just, we think it's because of the blonde hair.
The mannerisms, maybe?
Mannerisms, yeah.
That's the mannerism? It's a mannerism.
Mannerism. I can't talk today.
We know.
I'm exhausted.
Stop making excuses. That's a cop-out bullshit argument, Shelby Didrikson Hicks. Sorry, Shelby Elizabeth Didrikson Hicks.
Shh.
And no, I'm not editing that part out.
God.
But yeah, no, I find that to be very strange.
No, he's been doing really good.
How would you say his adjustment to school is?
He had a rough couple, like, first couple of weeks. Like, the drop-off is hard. But he adjusted quickly. Today it was so sweet. One of his teachers that he usually has will, like, bounce around between the two rooms. She was there, and I kind of handed her the reins after I said bye, and his other teacher, who I teach her son, she was very helpful because I stopped by to say hi and give him a hug and a kiss. She very much, like, helped kind of turn him around and was like, okay, let's go this way, and, like, gave him something to do. And just seeing the way my coworkers call them the baby whisperers, because they're just so good with him. Like, I don't know if you heard him in the car, but he was counting to three. He was going 1, 2, 3. And he would, like, count to 4 and then stop and then do it again. Like, he was doing it a couple times on the way home. It was really cute. But, no, I'm just seeing a really big improvement with him. Like, drop-offs and how he's growing and learning. And it's a lot of, it's more play than structure. And that's what I love about it. Like, that's what I love with his teachers is that they don't force him to do things that he doesn't want to do. Like, they will let him do his own little things. So,
well, he is 1 year. He's a 1 year old. He's almost two.
I cannot believe in, like, what, 2 months? No, not even.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Our kid's going to be 2. It's like the time's going by so fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. You know, we sit and we talk about, you know, him learning and continue to develop. And I got to be honest with you, you know, after you left your last job, I know we were kind of worried about how exactly is his development going to continue. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have to worry about that anymore.
No, and his teachers are very vocal about, like, how he's doing. And that's what I love about them is, like, they give me updates about how he's doing.
Well, I'm glad you get updates because I don't. Once again, typical nonsense.
Goodness, whatever.
You know, we did hit a huge milestone, though. You want to tell the folks about that, or do you want me to?
You.
So, got some tickets from a good buddy of mine, Tim.
Yeah.
We took Jimmy to his first Blackhawks game.
Oh, my gosh, he had a blast.
You know, we get down there, And, you know, we park and everything, and we're trying to figure out what we want to do. And, you know, what makes me laugh here is that, you know, gates open an hour and a half, what, before the, what's it called?
Before the game.
Yeah, before the game. Sorry, I was trying to make sure it didn't stop recording. You know, so we take them in the atrium, right? You know, we get them a souvenir puck because you gotta commemorate these first
Yeah.
these milestones, right?
Yeah, he had a blast when we brought him into the atrium. It was like he was in awe. Like he didn't know what to do. Like he was just like, where am I?
Well, you know, and then we go down, touch the
Yeah.
glass. We touch the glass, you know, and we're like, okay.
We gotta say a big thanks to
Hold on,
those two.
I'm not there yet. Give me
Oh,
a second. You
come
know, so we take them down there, we bang the glass, and then we're looking for what to do before warm-ups come on. We go down. You know, I see a couple security guards.
I don't remember their names.
Oh man.
I
No.
don't. I think you. Do you still have your comment that you made at the United Center?
I forgot what the heck his name is.
I don't remember. But they were both
One
very
of them
sweet.
was Jose. Was it Jose and Ruben? Does
I don't
that
remember.
sound right?
It might have. I don't remember.
All right. Long story short, yeah, they were super cool with us being down by
They
the.
were so nice. They were very helpful. Like they were interacting with Jimmy, which was like melted my heart. Like there were still those really cute moments, and like they it was fun because we went down before the families of the players came, and Jimmy was just in awe. The second the players came out, it was he was just I have the video, and I wish like I would post it. I think I posted it on my Facebook if you guys have me on there. But he was just in awe walking like into the arena, like the what was it, the arena or
The United Center. Just
the
call it the United Center.
United Center, and being able down by
Black
the glass,
Hawks fan. Yeah, okay.
and down by the glass, like when they started playing the music and everything, and the players started coming out, like his jaw dropped, like he was just like, but the big one.
Oh, so you know, the players like to look to see who they want to throw pucks to
Oh my
during
gosh, this
warm-up.
was awesome.
Patrick Maroon picks up a puck off the ice and he's looking around and I'm pointing at Jimmy. I'm like, hey man, like it's his first game.
Yeah.
Let us get a puck here. Patrick Maroon nods his head, throws the puck over the glass. I got Jimmy in an arm and I catch the puck for him.
Was so cool. Like we were so thankful that he did that because like he skated by a couple times because he saw the sign and I was like, oh, please be Pat Maroon. Please be Pat Maroon. But the second he lifted that puck, I knew there was like a couple curls like behind me that were like, oh, we're gonna get it. But the second you reached out, I was like, please grab it. He,
And if I was
oh my
by, if
gosh.
I was, if we didn't have Jimmy, I probably still would have kept the puck for him. I'm sorry. It's not that I hate little kids. It's that, you know, I want him to have a good time too, and I want him to have a puck.
Riot. He was having so much fun. He got to sit in the chairs like a big kid. Like we had like whole almost a whole row to ourselves, like three or four seats that we were just like able to separate and kind of let him sit in the chairs too. It was fun.
Well, you know, and like it helps too, you know, knowing that you don't have 800 people around you so that he can do that, you know.
Exactly.
And I did have to laugh too, because, you know, intermission comes along and, you know, you go somewhere like that and you don't think that the men's bathrooms are going to have places to change children.
Exactly, yeah.
It didn't really have a spot to change a child.
No.
And I'm like, all right, cool. I had to go to the bathroom anyway, so I go do my thing and then changing him and, you know, I'm getting his hands washed and everything. And, you know, it feels so good to have other dads say, you know, good job, dad. You're killing it. Keep
Yeah.
doing, you know, keep doing you and keep doing what
Yeah.
you're doing. It feels really good to hear that. You know, because it's not like I'm not trying to just pawn him off on you. You know, I want us all to be able to have a good time. I gotta tell you though, what the hell happened to the food at the United Center?
Oh my God, it's so expensive.
So expensive. Like we got like two pretzels
Drew pretzels
and a
and
nachos,
nachos
and it
and
was
like,
like $33.
well, we also got the drinks. That
That
was
was
like,
separate.
What was the drink? It's like 20 something?
No. Yeah. Yeah, it was like 20 some bucks because like the souvenir cups were like 10 bucks a piece, which in hindsight, it's not terrible. But like,
it's like, it was a lot. But Jimmy had a blast with
Jimmy Faulkner's ruining the Blackhawks. That's, we'll get into that later. As you're here listening to the JNS podcast here, sponsored by no one, in our lovely tiny apartment. You know, so other than the Blackhawks losing, I don't think that game could have went any better.
Yeah, it was. I knew that, like, Jimmy was going to have a blast either way. I wish it was with a win, but.
Corey Perry. Unbelievable.
I cannot stand
him. Well, at least, you know, your least favorite player is on IR. So, Shelby's favorite Kane. Evander. I'm just kidding.
I'd rather vomit right now.
That's all right. You're going to vomit when we get into what we're going to talk about next here. But, you know, and it goes without saying, you know, I looked at tickets last night. We're looking at what we want to do for Aubrey for her birthday. Mm-hmm. And I found tickets for like 20 bucks. Now, granted, 3 100-level tickets for $104. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a bone to pick with all these companies who say, oh, we don't have any fees. Because it's like a $15 fee that they tack on StubHub.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? You're making things on like unaffordable.
Yeah.
But granted, I mean, you know, that, you know, we talk about our goals and we are doing so much better. Like when I could go to the grocery store. And again, I'm not trying to throw our dirty laundry out there. We went to Costco over the weekend, and we're going, huh, I wonder how much it's going to be. And I said, like, 400. We came in at, like, 360, yeah. And I'm not even batting an eye here, which is, like, more than what I can say normally. Like, it scares me to death when we go to, like, Walmart or Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but... Sorry, I get a little indigestion here for a second. You know, we go get everything that we need all in one place. Boom, we're done.
Yeah. It was nice. It was nice being able to kind of be able to spend a little bit extra.
Yeah.
To kind of cover everything. Like, we got a lot for the amount of stuff that we wanted. Like, it was reasonable enough to kind of splurge a little bit. So...
Yeah, would have loved to have splurged on a Notre Dame national title t-shirt for you. At least you got the title-bound t-shirt.
At least you got, title-bound.
Want to do a quick recap here on the national title game. Take it away.
I am very proud of my boys. Very proud of how strong they played and how determined they were. Not dissing on Ohio. Can't stand you. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, why not?
The University of Ohio?
Ohio State.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure we were talking about the right school here.
No, I'm very proud of how hard and determined Notre Dame was. It was hard and it was rough. I mean, they fought till the end. It just... I wish it... would have been a different route.
So let me ask you this then, because you were talking about a different route.
Mm-hmm.
You think that really, really long opening drive kind of did you guys in?
Yeah. I think with that long of a drive into it, it wasn't what we needed. We should have fought back harder and faster and quicker and doing all of that, it would have been a completely different game if we did it that way. I'm going to give props to Marcus Freeman and how hard that man worked for this team. I know it sucked not making it as far as they did. They made it to the national championship but went home with nothing. They went home with a chip on their shoulders of like determination for next year.
I mean, you can make that argument. However, I think for Notre Dame, you got to have a more balanced playbook.
Yeah.
When every play is a design quarterback run for Riley Leonard, and Riley Leonard's not going to be there next year.
No, Riley. If Riley comes back as a 6 year, but he's not. He's probably going to be done. I mean,
well,
not done, but I mean, like, who knows? He might go into the draft, or he might just stop all together. Like,
well, you guys still have Taylor Buckner, right? you know, but that's where, you know, we talk about a more balanced offense, but Al Golden's got to get that defense back and ready to go. Now, that's not to say that Notre Dame didn't try their hardest. You know,
we fought to the
end. And I know you hate the man, all right, but you got to give props to Ryan Day, and you got to give props to Will Howard.
Nope.
And this is why you lose.
I just don't like
it. Now, my only thing is, I'm going to have a bone to pick with you, is why are you so unbearable to be around every time your team loses? No. Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
It says the man whose teams, your Blackhawks and your Bears, lose every time.
And for like 5 minutes, and then I'm better for the rest of the day. You are unbearable for the rest of the night.
Because I get frustrated that they could have done better. But at the same time, it was a lot. They haven't been to National Bomb this far. They haven't made it this far in a while. They didn't do it when Brian Kelly was there.
Do you miss him?
God, no. No, I don't miss him. Marcus Freeman,
shout out to the New Bears special teams coordinator, Marcus Freeman.
Uh-huh. they did an interview with Marcus Freeman, Riley Leonard, and Jack
Kaiser.
Kaiser, thank you. I couldn't think of his last name.
Wow, some Notre Dame fan you are, that I know more about your team than you do.
Jack definitely broke into tears, and I knew Riley was upset, and I knew Freeman was upset. Just the fact that they still held their heads high and was like, we didn't make it all the way, but we fought. Like, I'm very proud of my boys.
I mean, like I told you, though, that night that they lost, what is there to hang your head about?
Exactly.
You guys had some pretty dominant wins over some powerhouse teams. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you just fall short in this one.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no shame losing to Ohio State. No. You know, it's not Northern Illinois. Okay? You should see the look on Shelby's face right now. You know, I will say, I can't wait for Illinois to play tonight, or to play Notre Dame.
In the lineup?
I don't know. Probably not.
Not yet. Probably not until a couple of years, because they just added.
No. We'll go see Illinois play Notre Dame, because I will definitely be wearing my University of Illinois t-shirt. And I'll tell you why I'm going to start getting more into college football here shortly. You know, as far as next year goes, you think you're getting back here next year?
Back there?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. I think they're going to come back and go for it again. I mean,
well, every team goes for it, Shell. It's that, do they make it or not?
Exactly.
I can tell you Georgia's not going to be there.
Oh, thank God.
Carson Beck is gone.
Does that mean the Tennessee team? And the Longhorns? Wait,
you mean the second, your second favorite team, the Tennessee Volunteers?
No.
Oh, if Shelby could wear this creamsicle t-shirt, she totally would.
Oh, God, no.
I used to love making fun of my old boss because she absolutely loved Tennessee.
I despise them.
Well, she hated Notre Dame even more than you hated Tennessee.
And Ohio. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, the University of Ohio is just terrible.
Ohio State, shut up.
To get it right.
You shush.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right. I told you didn't have to jump into this conversation here. I do have to tell you, if the Kansas City Chiefs end up winning the Super Bowl this year, I think we're all rooting for a meteor.
Yes.
I'd rather Mahomes see that happen. I would rather Kermit the Frog has a career-ending injury than watch the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again.
If I see them win one more time, I'm never watching the Super Bowl with them again in it again. Like I'm
I got to be honest with you. I might not watch the NFL ever again if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year. But here's the thing. So I'm sorry to break your heart here. If I become a college football fan, I'm not going to root for Notre Dame.
What does that mean?
Means I'm going to root for the University of Illinois.
Okay.
Because that's where my allegiance is. Mm-hmm. University of, you know, I could have pissed you off and said Northwestern, but they suck.
Cannot stand.
They also could have said NIU, but you know, I like Division I schools.
Yeah.
What?
What's the new thing you've been watching lately?
What thing?
Your lacrosse thing.
Oh, dude! I started watching lacrosse. So with our ESPN subscription,
it's indoor lacrosse.
Whatever. It's the National Lacrosse League.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, it's extremely interesting to me. Way more interesting than, you know, watching Patrick Mahomes get into the Super Bowl every year.
Well, it was cool, too. When we first started dating, we watched a lacrosse. I think it was something. I don't remember what it was. I think we were in Wisconsin.
Paul Rabel.
It was Paul Rabel's team.
Yeah.
Mind you, my brother played lacrosse for 3 years, if I'm correct. 3 years, and my dad coached. So I was the girl on the team that kind of knew how to work with the guys and how to keep score and everything and be my dad's like right hand. And it was really cool seeing this. And when James started watching it, he was kind of like, what is this? How do they move? What do they do? Like, it's really cool to see you watch more than just like football and hockey and baseball. And
I'm very non-one-dimensional when it comes to sports. And it's nice.
The lacrosse thing is really cool because you're like, well, what is this? Like my brother, I texted him. I was like, oh, James is watching lacrosse. And he's like, really? How's he liking it? Does he like it, huh? I was like, he's loving it. Like my brother actually at my old job came to show the kids. Like my kids were obsessed with all of this. Like it's so cool to see like new sports that have been around for centuries come out more and you being able to see it. It's cool. And you were always like, I want to try it. Let's try it. Like I think it would be fun to see it in person.
Well, like, it's like I was joking with you. So the National Lacrosse League is on, and I'm like, I feel like I could totally do that. Mm-hmm. I wonder how much they make a year.
Oh my God, you were correct.
They make no money.
They make no money. They make like $19,000 a year.
But then again, you have to go off of popularity of the sport, you know, especially where we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no team in Chicago.
Uh-uh.
You know, no. Teams are very limited. You know, that's not to say that they're not skilled. But every freaking guy in this league is like 40.
That's the, they're older. It's,
What are they, retired?
I don't remember what it was. But I think it's like they're, what is it? Like the mid-age group? I could be
wrong. I don't know. I'm going to look up to see because I'm curious.
Yeah. Like, it's just cool to see. Like, we were watching.
Jesus.
The goalie is different than outside. Like, inside, he's got padding like a goalie does, like, in hockey.
Yeah.
Like, just watching this was really cool. Like,
so, it varies by team, obviously. Mm-hmm. The Fire Wolves, I think that's Albany.
Okay.
Their average age is 26, mm-hmm. whereas the Seals was 30.
Okay.
And the average age of an NLL fan is 47.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were watching the game. It was like Sasquatch or something against, I don't know who. But we were trying to...
No, it was Saskatoon.
They were...
The Rush.
Yes. And it was funny because we were trying to figure out why they were banging on their chest. But what we were first was thinking... Wolf of Wall Street. They announced
their... The Matthew McConaughey. Like,
it was hysterical.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
We both were like, what is happening? And then when they scored, then we heard it. We were both like, oh, that's why. Okay. But
no, so like now that I know, like with our ESPN Plus subscription, that I get like these on demand games, like I might have to start thinking about watching them a little bit more, especially like once hockey season winds down and it's over. Because like during the summer, like as much as I would love to be able to sit down and watch Cubs games, I don't have the time. I'm always at work during the day. Cubs games are usually at 1:20. You know, if they're night games, maybe, you know. Now that, thank you, Mom and Dad, for our DirecTV subscription. You know, it being so nice to share that with us. You know, it just goes along the lines of like it's something cool and new to watch.
And you've been, the inside ones are fun. That one, we were like, why is there different inside and outdoor? Like, it's the indoor lacrosse, I think I said, was box lacrosse. So it's kind of like playing hockey in a smaller thing, whereas outside, it's you're basically, you have more freedom to move around the field. Of playing lacrosse.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's cool to grow up around it. And I don't know if anyone is really familiar with it. I kind of fell in love with it after my brother showed me Paul Rabil, who is like his idol for lacrosse. Like, Travis, I think, still has most of his stuff still from school. Like, I think he still has his helmets. He still got, I think he said he still has his three sticks that he brought. It's a very, very interesting sport, but it's a lot of fun because you learn about the history and where it started.
Your brother would die if we ever got on the field together.
Oh my God. It would.
Sorry.
You both would be out of, like, out of breath because you just wouldn't know what to do. Like, you.
First of all, I'm fat.
Travis hasn't played in years, so it's been a midget. While. He's not a midget. You realize he might listen to this. Be nice.
That's my point. Ugh. So, Travis, if you ever want the smoke, let's get some gear on and let's have some fun. Totally kidding, of course. I would actually think it would be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I just looking for something new to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's fun.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we sit here and we talk about our lovely hockey team. You know, that we have here, wanted to go into a couple of things. So Taylor Hall gets traded to Carolina. Deuces, peace out, home slice. He gets traded along with Colorado's Mikko Rantanen. And the Blackhawks get their third round pick that they traded years ago for next year's draft in return. Kyle Davidson comes out. He's the GM of the Chicago Blackhawks. For those of you who are not aware of this, I laugh. He's still saying that he's hopeful that Laurent Brossoit will return this season. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to miss six more weeks as of November 29th.
Yeah.
I think it's time to kind of give up on that. I was looking for the quote from Kyle Davidson about basically impatient Blackhawks fans and how we need to remain patient. And while, you know, the wins aren't necessarily coming at the NHL level, they need to just be, we just need to be patient. And my thing is, okay, we knew that the rebuild was going to take time. Okay. You go out, you draft a guy in Lucas Reichel in 2020. That's not panning out.
No.
You go and you make some veteran moves, which you finally did what's right, and you made Nick Foligno a captain. Okay?
I love Foligno.
I do too. And that's why I'm still waiting for his jersey in the mail.
I know.
Those should be here hopefully this week.
Yeah, because you got my
Phillips jersey. They got delayed. Yeah, really sad that I ordered you an Isaac Phillips jersey and then he gets traded.
My poor. But I will always have him on my jersey, so.
Yeah. You know, but then they go out and they get guys like, and I love Pat Maroon.
Oh my God.
You know, I used to think he wasn't that guy who was good for anything except for fighting. And then, you know, I'm watching the game the other night and I'm watching him just ignite his team. Same with Foligno. I mean, these guys are like really trying to, you know, just inject energy into the crowd, you know, into the team. You know, Taylor Hall needed to go.
Yeah.
Taylor Hall's taking up a roster spot for somebody who could actually be doing something up here. You know, Philip Kurashev's starting to play a little bit better. You know, everybody could be better, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this the other night. I think you were sleeping. Frankie Nazer gets his gets a goal.
Wait.
Oh, you were awake for that?
Yeah, I was awake for the Nazer and the Colton Dock one.
Yeah.
I was awake for both of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Colton Dock got his first professional goal, so that was good. And then Nazer got it, too, like right after him. So was it? No.
No. That's like Nazer's third, babe.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm so tired. I can't get
it straight. It's okay. You know. But I got a message to Kyle Davidson here. You know, you talk about, you know, wanting to remain patient. How much more patient are Blackhawks fans supposed to be with you? Because we're in about year four or five of this rebuild now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blackhawks have not went anywhere in the last 5 years. And don't get me wrong. Yeah, it was nice to make the playoffs in 2020 and the bubble playoffs and take out the Edmonton Oilers. What have they done since then?
Nothing.
To the bottom of the league?
And they're bottom of the league again. Like,
cool. We got Connor Bedard and we got, Leshmanov. I don't even know his first name. You know,
no idea.
We're a pick away from Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah.
Who's absolutely killing it for San Jose right now. You know, I have to wonder where are we going as a direction, you know, as a fan, where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're sitting here telling me that it's not going to get any better and giving me that, oh, well, it is what it is.
How much longer are the fans going to be able to handle this? Well, it is what it is nonsense.
To me, I do think that's how you get the message across, is you stop going to games. Now, am I going to punish an almost 13-year-old for a Blackhawks team that's terrible? No, because she loves going to games.
She does.
I've taken her to, she's went to one. The My Pucks for Autism game that I played in at the United Center. So she's went to one. Again, though, I'm not going to hold that against her. I will say, however, that I think at the end of the year, because as much as, you know, Anders Sorensen, great guy, nice guy and everything, he's not going to be your head coach. He'll be gone at the end of the year. Whether he decides to go back to Rockford is, you know, really remains to be seen. But I think if you're the Blackhawks, Danny Wirtz should not have a job in this organization. Jamie Faulkner should not have a job with this in this organization. You know, the fact that they pushed out Pat Foley for Chris Vosters, who really doesn't know jack about hockey. Thank God they came to their senses and went and got Rick Ball from Calgary. Because I love Rick Ball. I love hearing him and Darren Pang on the broadcast now. You know. But then Kyle Davidson's got to go, too. You need to clean house in that organization. And I'm going to tell you right now that if this doesn't get any better, you will see, kind of like what you're seeing with the White Sox and the Bears, the sell the team chance, you're going to see that come to the United Center really quick.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me. You know, we talk about these questionable trades. Granted, the Dubrincat trade got you Korchinski. Okay, other than Korchinski, what has that gotten you? Korchinski is a fringe AHLer that's still trying to learn the game. Then you go out and you trade Brandon Hagel, who's killing it right now for Tampa Bay.
He's killing it in Tampa, yeah. Kane?
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to give Patrick Kane the benefit of the doubt. That trade the benefit of the doubt, okay? Because when you stay with an organization for as long as you did, you have every right
to decide when you want to leave. And he did really good with it.
You know, and that's not to say that Keith and Seabrook wouldn't have done the same thing if they were in the same shoes. You know, and that goes without saying. I wish they would have given Patrick Kane a little bit more of a look this offseason, because Connor Bedard ultimately needs role models.
He does. I understand he has, like, Foligno and Maroon and I'm trying to think of my head of who else. Vlasic. Like, they're all the two, they're both kids, but they're learning from these guys who have been in this industry for years.
Okay, but let me ask you this, though. Pat Maroon and Nick Foligno, are they generational talent?
Like, our generational talent? Or, like, to us?
No, to, like, the NHL.
Honestly, yes
no,
and no.
No, absolutely not. And I'm not trying to take away anything from these guys. They're not generational talent. When you think of generational talent, you think of Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin, you think of Patrick Kane, other guys in the league, and they're just Joe Thornton, a Patrick Marleau. Those kind of, maybe not those two, but you know what I mean. A Jamie Benn, a Tyler Seguin. The list goes on and on and on. That being said, you need a generational talent type player to be a mentor for Bedard. Because in my opinion, and I'm not trying to throw shade at Bedard, he's kind of soft.
He has gotten a little soft since he was traded, so.
Who?
But not traded. Drafted.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like,
but, oh my but, God, I'm what? So tired today. I can't even think right now. He had like a few good games when he started, and then since then, he's just gotten softer. I mean,
seems like ever since he got hurt, right?
Yeah.
Ever since he broke his jaw. Yeah. You know, it gets frustrating, you know, as a Blackhawks fan, and I know that, yes, we got spoiled with 3 Stanley Cup wins in 6 years. Okay. 2015 is coming up on 10 years.
Yeah.
So, while I'm happy as hell that I got to see my team win 3 Stanley Cups, what have you done for me lately? Because if we don't start having these conversations now in this sense of urgency, there's a team up north in Toronto that hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. There's a team in Philadelphia that hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1975. There's a team in New York called the Rangers who haven't won the Stanley Cup since 1994.
Yeah.
There's a team in Chicago known as the Chicago Bulls that haven't done jack since Jordan left. Or the Cubs who've won one World Series since 1908.
Yeah.
The White Sox haven't done jack since 2005. I'm just giving these examples, though. The Bears in 1985. What?
The Cubs. 16.
One World Series win since 1908.
Yeah.
Since they won it in 1908, they've only won it once. So I think it's time we need to have these conversations with our sports teams. And okay, we may be doing somewhat, you know, the Cubs are somewhat better, but there's still a lot of room for improvement, especially though with the Blackhawks. How long is it okay to suck? It's honestly, it's ridiculous. Because if you don't feel like you're getting better, hey, I put a lot of that, maybe not more so on the players. Because while a lot of these games would have been won with a better start to the game, a lot of that's on your management team. Yeah. And again, Anders Sorensen's been there for 15 games. I can't fault the man who's trying his best. We all know he's not the guy. He's not going to be the guy. But that's where, too, you need to make sure that you are absolutely making the right hires. Mm. For your teams.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like I said before, do you want to be an irrelevant team like the White Sox?
No.
Losing 125 games in a season?
No.
No. You know, and it's another thing too, like, putting on that Blackhawks sweater used to mean something.
Yeah.
And now these players nowadays make millions of dollars. They pick and choose when they want to show up and play. It gets frustrating. You know, I look back and it was a quote by Kobe Bryant, old Lakers basketball player, that and I'm loosely paraphrasing here, so bear with me here for a second. Talking about, there are people who use their life savings to come see me. Why would I not want to put on a show every time I go out on the floor?
Exactly.
Now, I get that there's going to be games where you just don't have it. Mm-hmm. But if you're not willing to at least put in the effort, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know, I look at guys who have been here for a multitude of years. I used to not like Ryan Donato. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't personal. He just wasn't my cup of tea. I watch Ryan Donato make some great plays every night. Jason Dickinson, I don't know what he does on the ice every night. Lucas Reichel is still the biggest no-show on our team, besides Philip Kurashev. You know, and once again, you're expecting Connor Bedard to do it all. And it's just not working. You know, don't even get me started on our goalies. I love Soderblom. Mrazek is Mrazek. Mm-hmm. He has flashes of greatness, and then he has moments where you're wondering how this dude is exactly an NHL goalie.
Exactly, yeah.
It gets frustrating.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm trying not to vent. I'm trying not to be that guy, but something's got to give here.
Yeah.
You know, I laugh. You know, it's that seems to be the phrase that you and I love so much. You know, when you and I are having problems and we'll look at each other and go, you know what? This isn't ideal. Something's got to give here.
Yeah.
We got to do this better. You know, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
When you and I got into a huge fight that we're not airing out dirty laundry. But, no. you know, that's my biggest advice to, I guess, our listeners, you know, as we're kind of wrapping up the show here. Realize that. You don't let your intrusive thoughts win.
No.
And don't say things that you can't necessarily take back. Because you don't, if you're truly in love with your partner, you don't want to hurt the ones that you love the most. You know, you're going to look like an idiot when you end up apologizing for it. And, you know, if your partner doesn't want to hear it, you know, they don't want to hear it. You know, unfortunately, that can go either way.
Yeah.
You know? So as we wrap up this show here, do you got anything you want to say to our listeners?
Well, off the top of my head,
right? Not off the top of your head. Wow, you are. Yeah, let's record our podcast. I'm going to be so full of energy, and you know, I love doing this with you. I'm going to stay up and let's do this. Oh,
tired today.
Bite me. All right, Shell. I don't know when we're going to do this again. Hopefully, we'll do this again soon. It won't be 2 weeks in between episodes this time. But with that being said, I am James.
Shelby.
And you have been listening to the JNS Podcast, sponsored by no one. Peace. Have a great night. Have a good week. And nothing but healthy, happy thoughts. Have a good night, everybody.